Welcome to the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. My name is Salma, and I'm here to share all the tips and tricks that I have learned about building a business on social media and now balancing it all while being a mom. I'm actually here to share exactly how I built my health coaching business in 6 months and how I sold out my one-on-one program when I actually had less than 500 followers on Instagram. So tune in because I'm going to drop all the tips and tricks without the fluff so that you could build your brand and scale in no time without sacrificing your well-being. So I look forward to seeing you on the inside. Let's talk creating a hot audience who is ready to buy from you before your offer is even out there. What I mean by that is literally having, even if you have a smaller following, you don't have the biggest following, how to make them ready. Like when you are ready to drop something, drop a new program, drop a new service, drop a new product, they're like, hell yes, I'm gonna buy from Salma. I just know what she creates is going to be great. So how do you get to that point? How do you get your account to that point, your business to that point? Let's talk about it. Because if you guys know me, if you are new here, I started this podcast and I started my business when I had less than 500 followers. I didn't have that many people following me. I didn't have a lot of engagement. But what I did have was I had a warm audience that was ready to buy. I sold out my one-on-one program. I went on to create a mastermind, sold that out too. Let's talk about it. Here's what I did. Number one is owning exactly where you are at. The thing I hate that I see coaches doing is yelling from the rooftops that they hit 10K, hit 5K, when they haven't even hit 1K with clients or whatever the hell they're doing. Own where you're at, because more likely than not, right, your ideal client doesn't care about how much money you're earning. They just want to know that you could get them from point A to point B. Whatever your issue you're trying to solve for them, they just want to know that you could solve it, right? Even if you are a business coach, I would rather buy from a business coach who is constantly investing in themselves to evolve and become a better coach, rather than the coach that is a know-it-all and thinks they already know everything, they don't have to learn anymore, they're set in stone. I would rather, and you could ask other people too, I would rather want to work with someone who's working on themselves and constantly evolving, constantly getting better at what they do. Because what that means is I'm constantly, as a client, going to be getting new information, new evolved information, and I'm going to be growing with them. So that's number one. Number two is document while you're selling. What I mean is show them the back end stuff. People love seeing that. Like, what are you creating? Why are you creating it? What inspired you to create it? I still remember when I was creating my first ever fitness guide as kind of like a low ticket item. I showed them the behind the scenes of me creating the workouts, the reason why I was creating easy 20 minute workouts, because I was still at my 9-to-7 job. I didn't have a lot of time on my hands, but I still want to get a good burn. I still want to build lean muscle. And people love that. They're like, holy crap, I am busy like her and she's creating a product I need, you know? So as soon as it kind of hit my platform, people were buying. I still remember I was getting emails that it was being sold, like when I was trying to sleep, like I had to turn my notifications off because I was getting kind of annoyed. But at the same time, I was like through the roof. I was like, holy, this is perfect. Sorry, taking a sip of water. But next is showing all parts of you. I am a firm believer on this, and I literally tell my clients all the time, it is great to show what you're selling, what you do as a coach and all that type of stuff, but show who you really are outside of your business. Who are you? Because especially when you own a personal brand, people are not just buying your services, they're literally buying your personality. They're buying who you are as a person. So it's really important to show that. And I feel like when you show up authentically as you, it's more meaningful when they buy from you because they already feel like they know you. They're like, oh, Salma, she's literally the girl who makes juices all the time. Right now, that's what I'm known as. The girl who juices for her family all the time. I always show my juicing recipes. I show what I eat in a day for my toddler. Like, people eat that up now. When I was a fitness coach, people knew me as the girl who made weird matcha recipes. I was obsessed with matcha. I loved making these, like, matcha iced lattes, these matcha smoothies, all this type of stuff. And that was kind of my brand outside my brand. And did it have anything to do with my business coaching? Not really. But it really showed my personality and who I was outside of being a coach. And I feel like it really connected me to my audience in a different way, where it's like, it really pushed me out of the crowd of other business coaches, because people who related to that aspect of me were like, she's the only one I want to buy from, you know? And last but not least, staying in your lane. You don't have to match up to another business coach who you think is doing better than you, or that other fitness coach who has millions and millions of followers. Be you. Show your side of the business, why you're doing what you're doing, what is your why, who is your ideal client, what does your day in the life look like. You do not have to create this false image of yourself and create content like other people in your field in order to make it, okay? Like, air quotes, make it. I see a lot of content creators doing that, just following the trends, just doing what all mindset coaches are doing, or doing what all business coaches are doing. But in reality, what that does is it just pushes you into a corner and it covers you. There's so many coaches doing the same thing as you. Why would your ideal client notice you? Right? So stay in your lane. Show your authentic coaching style. Who are you as a coach? Why should they buy from you rather than the next mindset coach, the next health coach? What makes you different? So I hope you guys found these tips helpful, because these are things that, like, just help me help my clients out all the time. And it's the truth. There's no, like, yeah, the fancy graphics are amazing and, you know, the cool website is maybe okay, but this is what's going to get you scaling. This is what's going to get you the audience you need to drop a product and they're like, I'm going to buy that. I don't even know what it is, but you got me. And if you want that, try out these tips. You just finished listening to an episode on the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. If you liked today's episode, please be sure to leave me a review on iTunes and share this podcast with your friends so that I know to create more episodes like this. And if you loved the value that was thrown your way, go check out my new podcast called All About That Mom Life, where I literally share the nitty-gritty details about being a new mom, being a business owner, and how I'm balancing it all. I can't wait to see you guys on the inside, and thank you so much for listening to today's episode.